The Gemara on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, speaking about Lifnei Mishus Adin and also the Loch of Chesed, Amama, Yelchu Zeb Biku Choylem, Vahainu Gemilas Chasodim, Lo Nitzucha El Ben Gilo, the Amama Ben Gilo Noitel Echem Ishishim Bechalyo, Vafilu Hochi Miboyle Lemeze Legabe. So these are the lochins in terms of bikacholim. Ba zukfuva, the haynu gemilas chasadim lo nitzuche el lezaken ve'en al fichfodim asher yasabo lifnei mishus hadin. So in this halacha, if in terms of chesed and gemilas chasadim, the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha of chesed, the Rambam in Perek Yudal from Hilchas Ovel, the beginning, says, Mitzis Asa shall devreim levake choylem ulnachem aveilem umhotzis ameis lachlis kalu ulavos haochum ulusasik b'chol tzorech ha'kvur ulasi says al ha'kosev ulelech lefonev ulispod ulachbo ulvikvo v'chein lisameach ha'kola v'achosen ulusam k'chol tzorechem. All these things included in chesed. Ve'elahem gemilas chasodim shebekufo, she'elahem shir, ve'af al pi shechom mitzis elu mitivrehim, aveihu bechlal ve'ahavta le'echa kamocha. So, the Rambam is a peller. What does it mean? Even though they're all mitzis d'rabbanim, but they're a mitzis divisive, ve'ahavta le'echa kamocha. So it's not just a mitzis d'rabbanim. So the Rav explained that in the mitzvah chesed, there's a generic mitzvah of chesed, ve'ahavta le'echa kamocha. But these specific ones that the Rambam lists, Bikacholim, and so on, Hotzas Ameis, Nichach Avelim, Samei Chas Makal, all these things, Midrabonon, are separately archived because there's a specific Maisa Mitzvah that these represent. And the Nafkamina is, two Nafkaminas, the Rav said, one Nafkamina is that all the Prote Dinim, which the Rambam lists, and this general mitzvah that he wants, if you want, that others should do for you, which the mitzvah of ches midrabanan, are not the specific ma'aseh mitzvahs to each of these specific mitzvahs, and therefore mitzvahs b'kacholim and Kfuas Ameis represents independent midrabanan mitzvahs according to its specific and prate halachas. For example, that by Bika Choylem, it should be to Ben Gilo, and beyond that, the Rav said, then the Diraisa level, we have to Lecha Kamocha, it's just a generic mitzvah, but there's no specific Maisa mitzvah. On the Drabonah level, Bikacholim and so on, represents, and Mitzvah Drabonah means because there's a specific Maisa Mitzvah. The Rav said the Nafkamina is for Oisip with Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. Because on those ones that the Ram lists, since there's a specific Maisa Mitzvah, on those we say Oisip with Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah. And then the Gemara continues about Lifnei Mishus Adin. That the Lifnei Mishus is learned from the Pasuk, continuing that Pasuk, is Asher Yasun Zu Lifnei Mishus Adin. Dami Yochon Lo Chav Yerushalayim Ela Al Shedonu Ba Din Toiva. So we don't understand. So what's the difference then between Lifnei Mishus Adin and Din, because you see that you have to do Lifnei Mishus Adin also, and Yerushalayim was destroyed, such as Churban, because of they didn't do Lifnei Mishus Adin. So it means that Lifnei Mishus Adin you're also supposed to do. So what's the difference between them? As a matter of fact, in Poiskim, in Chayshe Mishpat, it says that Rekoifa on Lifnei Mishus Adin. The Shach says, and so what's called Lifnei Mishus Adin, and what's Din, if they're equivalent, that you're obligated to do it. They said the Shach in Chayshe Mishrib in Simen Reish Nun Tes says that you're obligated to do lifnim ishus adin. So what's lifnim ishus adin? What's not lifnim ishus adin? So Rav said that from the Rambam it seems, the Rambam Perek Yud Gimel for Hilchas Otzeah, Chalach Adal, it says, Zeha klal kol she'ilu haisa shelo hayatoin uporek havei zechayv liton v'lifrok b'shel chavero v'im haya chosid v'osa lifnim ishus adin afilu haya hanosi hagodol porek v'toin imo. So from the Rambam it seems, it's clear that the chiv of lifnim ishus adin relates its chal only to somebody who's called a chosid. As the Rambam says, v'im haya chosid porek v'toin imo. So it's only a chosid that it's chayv to do lifnim ishus adin. But regular people, they're not, of course they should do lifnim ishus adin, but they're not obligated to do lifnim ishus adin. They only have to do the din itself. And lo chov yushalayim is, in other words, that the chsidim, shebenehem, hemidu dineim al din toira, and they didn't do lifnim ishus adin.